Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Monday. It's fun day. Oh, boy. Is it already March 5th? Hold on. Let me check my calendar. 2018. Wow. Just seems like we was in January. February was a blink of an eye. We're already 5 days into March. You smell that? That's basketball. All right. Well, if you're laying in bed, I don't know what that is. Oh, boy. Maybe that's not basketball. Point is, basketball is here, and March Madness is here. We got a dose of it over the weekend, but we are about to get an extra big helping starting this week here in Kansas City. There's going to be some delicious basketball available in St. Louis. I know some people, like the very lovely and talented Jared Sutton, that will be double dipping. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you don't have to be at one of them, like we do, like we, you know, I'm anchored down here at the Big 12 tournament, stage duties, and rubbing elbows and hobnobbing, and sword fighting and what?
What's that?
I don't know. Meeting and greeting, whatever it is that I do down there. And I love it. I enjoy it. So I'm very excited about it. And that all starts just in a few days. But, I mean, if you just love basketball, if you don't have a dog in the fight, then why not take in a couple of days in Kansas City and then make the quick trip over to St. Louis and see the SEC tournament. But, and then Jared Sutton, I will live vicariously through him. But that it's awesome for it's awesome for the state of Missouri to be hosting both of those conference tournaments this week. And so the basketball eyes will be upon the state of Missouri, both in Kansas City and St. Louis. Maybe they can send some people over from St. Louis and from the SEC tournament to see how it's done right, how it's really done, because I feel like Kansas City does the best job anywhere of hosting any basketball tournament.
No doubt about that.
I mean, won't you agree?
No doubt about
right,
that.
That's exactly, and a big part of that is you, Nate,
well,
on
that's
stage.
Maybe the biggest
right.
part.
Now I'm done.
It's big enough. You know, it's a huge part.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes without saying, but I said it anyway because that's the kind of guy I am. And so we're very excited about that. There's been rumors that maybe Jake will make an appearance on stage.
Oh, boy.
He was really, they still talk about the last time he was on stage, or at least we do. I mean, you know what? Let me correct you. They don't.
Yeah.
Me and you do.
We do.
Yeah,
every
right.
now and again, we'll just
we do
strike up a conversation.
If we can
about
recreate
it,
what
right.
we created down in the
right.
the border war,
right?
The Missouri Kansas exhibition game.
Oh,
if we can
yeah.
recreate that,
no,
I'm in.
No, because you were good. That's not.
I'd
what,
like
that's
to recreate the World
about.
Cup from 42.
Hey. Ah, okay.
Hey. Now we go.
Hey,
hey. Jake got on stage. I would say. Startled and accusatory.
There's still pictures of
hey,
that.
Come on, Jake, get out of here. Say hey. Something to the crowd.
Hey, what?
Hey,
you got the game? All right.
Hey, yo.
Hey, everyone. You USA? All right, then.
Too sweet.
No, I'm done. You know. I think he did the NWO wolf call
yep.
at some point.
Oh.
Right. You know. You
giving
can know
too sweet
like,
to
in
everybody.
His mind.
Yeah.
In his mind,
awesome.
He was like Kevin Nash walking out there. Scott, it
yep.
was an NWO, real
yeah.
cool and everything else.
Yo,
yeah, exactly. It like it's like if he took like one thing from NWO, that would be good. Like
flipping,
it was like the entire script from one of their appearances on Nitro.
Yeah. Right, Nitro.
Kevin, you know, he like following
Thursday
up with
Nitro.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. Hey, the World Cup is just too sweet. Like, okay, all right. Give me that microphone.
Kill the mic.
Give me that microphone.
Get it back, Jake.
Sir?
I'm not done. I'm not
hey.
Done yet.
No. Hey, USA.
Hey,
go.
Yo.
Go, USA.
No, let's not recreate that.
So, but yeah, no, you were, he took over for you.
Right.
He stepped into your gigantic shoes for the exhibition game, to, you know, to start the basketball season.
Right.
Really? So yeah, why wouldn't you finish it?
Yeah, that's right.
Why wouldn't you
finish
the
job? Coming full circle.
I guess I'm well.
I feel like...
I like jobs finished.
Oh. So... Okay, remind me of this.
Okay.
Remind me...
I'm
like
noting
the next segment or two, because I was going to tell you, you'd like to go up there and be a part of the limbo contest, which is always a favorite.
Right. I'm writing this down.
Remind me to get back to the limbo contest, because I have something funny to tell you. I can say it on the air, too.
Okay.
I have something funny to tell you in the next segment or two, relating to this limbo contest.
Limbo. I'm writing... Limbo.
Right.
Gotcha.
So...
It's on the sheet.
So we're looking forward to that. So we got a lot of stuff... a lot of stuff to work around this week between Mizzou and K-State and KU and all, you know, the local schools, the Wichita State in there.
It's like that the kickoff of spring.
Is it?
I feel like it, you know, just, you know, beginning of March, get the Big 12 tournament, kicking off into March Madness.
And the Royals starting March this year at Kauffman Stadium, so March is a big, big month.
Springtime.
Big, big month. And, you know, we've got that damn calendar year will start for the NFL, so we'll actually finally get to hear some details.
And actually talk about it.
9 days away, right?
Yeah.
Sporting's going to get started in March.
Well.
Yeah, we're still waiting for it.
Yeah.
Now they, buzzsaw.
Boy, yeah. David Boyce just lambasted Sporting Kansas City on Facebook last night.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to kind of understand the set and setting for that game last night.
Well, hey. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
a long-time
scribe here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I'll read that post later to Nate in a private setting. Oh, nah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I'll just read it out loud.
Do that later with you at a private meeting.
And so, we'll get to Sporting in the next segment because I don't want to start everything on a downer.
No.
I'll be happy to do that in a private meeting with you.
Thank you.
Do that next.
Thank you. And so the two schools that... I don't want to say needed wins, but the two schools that were looking for wins to help solidify their NCAA tournament chances got the job done over the weekend. K-State against Baylor, a Baylor team that's also fighting for their NCAA tournament lives. Man, there's so many teams that need wins going into these tournaments. It's going to be wild, man.
Kansas State,
it
Baylor.
It is going to be wild, but... K-State was good. I mean, the bottom line is just they won. They just, and you heard Bruce Weber touting his team's resume after they win over Baylor 77-67. So you feel like K-State is in, finishing 21-10 and 10-8 in the Big 12. We talked about Texas being right there on the bubble, and if they could get another quality win, another quadrant one victory, perhaps they would be in. And Texas beat West Virginia in overtime, 87-79. So you feel like Texas is in right now after that win?
I think so.
Yeah. Texas Tech held on and beat TCU by 4. And then Oklahoma State beat Kansas 82-64 right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Any initial comments about what happened to Kansas and Stillwater? Finally, a team... finds a way to sweep Bill Self.
Yeah, I think you asked me for, you know, who I thought was going to win that game last week, and without hesitation, I said Oklahoma State. You were a little surprised at how quickly I said Oklahoma State. I don't know. I mean, that's Bill Self's kryptonite. He does not travel to Stillwater his former home. So I think the reason I said that Oklahoma State would win was I took that history plus it's got to be the only place in the Big 12 where Bill Self has a losing record.
It
I
is.
Would think.
It is. Only road team that he has a losing record against. Yeah. I believe it's 3-5 or no.
I think they're 2 games under .500 now.
Yeah, two games under.
So,
see, now you're nervous about the first game in the conference. You think that could cause Kansas a number one seed, or is that a done deal? Are they already in as a number one?
I was listening to Bill Self after the game with Greg Gurley, which there was a part of that interview that I'll have to tell you guys about that was pretty funny. He said the chances of a one seed are over because of this loss. He said we could just kiss that goodbye.
Wow.
That the number one seed is Yeah, not happening now.
Well, you heard him, selection committee.
Once before this year, and they played their way back into a one seed. So I don't know that that's true, but that plus the fact that I just saw Kansas was going to have a letdown. They'd already wrapped up the Big 12 outright. I didn't think they would come with their minds completely focused. And if this Kansas team doesn't come with their minds totally focused, mm-hmm. or as Bruce Weber might say, if they don't come angry. Right. They're not coming at all. What? So
don't drag Bruce Weber into this.
But I'm just quote. It's a good quote from him. So
a wounded animal. How do you come? You come angry. You come.
They didn't. They didn't come like a wounded animal in this game. So they weren't ready to play.
Big 12 Coach of the Year, co-coaches of the year, Bill Self and Chris Beard.
Yeah.
Player of the Year, Devontae Graham. So.
Yep.
There you go.
Deservedly so, and Bill Self said that he will have his jersey retired at some point.
Bill Self's jersey is going to get retired?
Devontae Graham. Oh. I would think they'll put Bill Self. They'll put some sort of tribute to Bill Self somewhere in that building. After his,
like a sports coat is hanging out. Like there it is.
His days are done.
No one can wear this sports coat again.
Yeah. So maybe they'll put the Bill Self burrito up there somewhere.
I don't know how long that'll keep.
A picture of the burrito. I don't know.
Are you disturbed at all by the nature of the loss, though, either one of you?
Well, I mean, it reminds you of the fact that this team has to be ready to play. And I thought, obviously, what Oklahoma State did in this game, they turned up the pressure defensively, and Kansas wasn't ready to handle it. So maybe that's a bad thing, because maybe other teams that are going to play Kansas in the tournament will look at that and say, hey, that's what we should do, and maybe that's a problem. Or maybe it's a good thing in that Kansas... they got that problem exposed now. I'd rather have it exposed now and address it than have it catch them off guard in the NCAA tournament, right? So maybe in the end, that's a good thing. Maybe it's another good kind of wake-up call that, we have to be ready to play every single game if we want to win games to the team. So, it doesn't – I expected them to lose the game. It doesn't really concern me. It doesn't change my opinion as to what they are going into the postseason, no. Now I do think it means that if they do want a chance at a one seed, I gotta feel they gotta win at least a game or two in Kansas City now. Whereas had they won that game, maybe they could have just gone in and lost on Thursday and still been a number one seed. That probably, I would guess, that's not the case now.
Depends on what happens with other possible number one seeds.
Sure. Michigan State lost in their conference tournament to the eventual winner again. Who knows?
But damn it, man. You look at the matchups for Wednesday. I mean, Wednesday, at least you're going to have compelling basketball, and you should have a lot more fans than normal.
Yeah.
Because Wednesday in the past at times has been a ghost town, depending on what teams were there. I mean, it's just usually not that fun, to be honest. Right. But so, okay, and I don't expect them to have the amount of fans they normally do, but you've got Iowa State involved in Wednesday.
Yep.
And if anyone can turn Wednesday into an actual hump day, that's Iowa State. And so Texas and Iowa State, that's going to be the late game. But how about this? We get Bedlam on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We get Bedlam. If you're not rooting for anybody and you want to go down there, go see Oklahoma State coming off a big win against Kansas. And go see Oklahoma. You get a chance to see Trae Young before he leaves and goes to the NBA. You get to see...
It's a rubber match in the Bedlam series, too. Oh. Rubber match.
And so, I mean, in one of college basketball's best rivalries, or college sports' best rivalries, I mean...
It's going to be good.
Right?
Yeah. And I think that Iowa State fans are going to travel really well for this. They always do.
Yeah, it's planned, no matter what, but...
And this is their postseason tournament. I mean, they're not saving up for NIT or NCAA tournament. They're below 500, so they can't get in.
We get it, Nate. They're the 10th seed. You don't have to.
I'm not saying that. Look, I think they're going to be a pretty good team next year, by the way. They got a lot of guys coming back. So, but this is, Iowa State fans, we know they travel extremely well, and this is their postseason. So I think they're going to. And I hope so. I think it's, like you said, it can make for a completely different atmosphere on a Wednesday night than we've had at the Big 12 tournament.
I mean, normally I don't even want to watch either game on TV. Now, hey, I'd like to go see Oklahoma State. Why wouldn't you if you're a college basketball fan?
Yeah.
So and then of course the winner of Bedlam will get Kansas, and so that's not an easy game. Well, it's certainly not an easy game for because if it's Oklahoma State, but I would imagine Kansas, if they get another crack at Oklahoma State at Sprint Center, that I get it. Oklahoma State's won twice, but I just feel like if Kansas gets another crack at them, then oh boy, hide the women and children. That could get ugly out there.
Maybe. I would like Kansas' chances in a rematch, but. You never know.
Would you rather play Oklahoma State or Oklahoma?
I suppose Oklahoma State. You want a shot at them. You know, it's kind of silly to say that the team you beat twice, I guess you should say.
It's not silly.
But
it's your opinion. Who do you want, Jake?
I think I agree with Nate. I don't want to see Oklahoma because I think Oklahoma's fighting for their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, Oklahoma State is as well, but with you know, you've been swept. It's so hard to beat a team three times in a season. So that's, you know, for Oklahoma State, I think that would be
so what is it? It's Monday. So by Thursday, would Bill Self be able to make all the necessary adjustments to try to beat that Oklahoma defense? You know, after what happened in that last game. And that would keep him, he probably wouldn't sleep. Trying to be like, what are we going to do now? How could we score 150? You know, how could we do better?
Well,
sarcasm.
That's what happened at Allen Fieldhouse in that last game. That would that Oklahoma matchup had me real nervous, real skittish. Well, oh boy.
You know what it could do though is it could make Kansas complacent again.
Then they'd only win by 15.
Now, with Trey Young out there, anything can happen.
Oklahoma's a wounded animal.
You know what? Wow. I don't feel like not a whole. No.
You know,
with Trey Young out there in Oklahoma now. What could happen is they could play no defense and lose.
That's when you're a wounded animal, how do you come? You come angry, you come...
That's what could happen. Unless they're playing Iowa State in Norman.
Right. Or K-State in Norman.
Wow.
Well, those are their only two wins in their last nine games. That wasn't a cheap shot, 1-2.
I mean, yeah, you didn't need... I use the example of Iowa State. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's what you were... I thought that was your theme of this segment. You know,
you said Iowa State. If there's one fan base that could turn Wednesday into Hump Day, it's the Iowa State fans.
Well,
what do you mean by that?
That's good because they're going to get to humping. They're going to be having fun. You're the one that brings up them.
I'll be taking over Kelly down in Westport.
I want Iowa State here.
I do too.
I need Iowa State here. The Big 12 tournament wouldn't be very good without Iowa State fans. It would just be okay. I need Iowa State. I need them there Wednesday night. And if any fan base could turn. What could be, it's really not meaningless because Oklahoma State and Oklahoma both need wins. Texas doesn't want to take a chance and lose to Iowa State and go home after one and done. So those games are meaningful. Yeah. But if anyone can turn maybe, I don't know, just an okay Wednesday night into something like crazy, that means Iowa State fans, right?
Yep.
And that'll be lit down there.
It will be.
So
Iowa State.
I mean, I like it. That's good.
I'm sure Iowa State fans don't like the fact that they're playing on Wednesday, but it's going to be great for the for the city on Wednesday night, I think.
Well, maybe they just say, hey, this is our spot Wednesday
night. That's right.
We don't have to worry about Kansas fans or Kansas State fans. This is our spot tonight.
You don't have to worry about those Baylor fans. They won't be there.
Well, that guy is probably not going to be here.
He won't.
Yeah, he won't.
He's waiting. Baylor
plays late Thursday. He won't fly in until Thursday afternoon.
You never know. He's a big fan.
Right. He is a big fan. And so we've got all that going for us starting Wednesday. Come down and join us at the Miller Lite Fan Fest presented by Sports Radio 810 WHB. The 6 o'clock game on Wednesday is Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The 8 o'clock game is Texas and Iowa State. And then on Thursday, the early game, Kansas State and TCU. That should be a good one right off the bat on Thursday. And then game 2 will be Kansas versus the winner of Bedlam. Game 3... At 6 o'clock, Texas Tech will face the winner of Texas and Iowa State. And then West Virginia and Baylor, the late game on Thursday. So good stuff for the Big 12 tournament coming up this week. We'll be down there for you on stage all week long between me and Nate and Jake and whoever else. Let's go up there and have fun and throw T-shirts out and celebrate basketball and the Big 12 tournament returning to Kansas City where it should be every year, of course. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about my trip down to Columbia to see Mizzou. Beat Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson did not patronize. Or maybe he did. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you.
He patronized the refs after the game, I believe.
Don't we all? Mike Anderson has had his issues with the way referees call games in road games for most of his career. It's like,
I think throughout my career, I always did appreciate and I patronize all the people there in Columbia.
He did. He appreciated everyone coming out to the game on Saturday. It was a wonderful performance. We'll talk about that after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez on this Monday, March 5th, 2018. Thank you very much for joining us. Again, congrats to K-State for finishing fourth in the Big 12 based on expectations and where they were picked. That is a success, 10-8 in the conference. Kansas finishes first. Texas Tech and West Virginia tied for second at 11-7. Then K-State fourth, 10-8. TCU fifth at 9-9. And then Oklahoma, Baylor, Oklahoma State, and Texas all 8-10. And then Iowa State 4-14. As far as the SEC, I went down to Columbia to enjoy the game on Saturday. And I did enjoy the game on Saturday.
Enjoy harassing me as well Saturday.
Which part? We had fun. Went down there with the boys. Mizzou beats Arkansas 77-67. Oh boy. Why do you always want to play this song?
Because it's a good tune.
It was a very good performance by the Mizzou Bigs on Saturday as Jeremiah Tillman, 17 points and 8 rebounds, and he played 28 minutes. Jonte Porter, coming off his big performance against Vanderbilt, plays 29 minutes. He goes for 19 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Oh, boy. Jordan Barnett had 19 points and 11 rebounds. It was senior night for Cassius Robertson and Jordan Barnett and Brett Rao. And so, I think Arkansas got off to like a 5-0 lead, and they were up 7 early. But for, I don't know, at least 2/3 or 3/4 of the game, Missouri controlled Arkansas, dominated Arkansas, and did not have too many issues beating the press and handling pressure. Kevin Puryear was a big part of that, coming to the basketball and getting the basketball on inbounds plays, which sounds very simplistic, but that has not always been very simple for Mizzou. And I know Konzo Martin pointed out that Kevin Puryear was a big part of that. But Mizzou gets their win that should solidly put them in the NCAA tournament. They finished 20-11 and 10-8 in the conference. And as Konzo Martin said after the game, look, this is a team that was picked to finish fifth with Michael Porter Jr. And when that came out, some people thought, wow, they're expecting a lot from Michael Porter Jr. Put him on this team that was horrible, that was one of the worst teams in the nation last year. It could barely win a conference game, and now they're going to be fifth. That's all going to come together. Well, it sounds like a 30-30. What if I told you Michael Porter Jr. played 2 minutes in the regular season and Mizzou still finished fifth and still won 20 games and finished 10-8? Actually tied for fourth, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Mizzou, all 10-8. I mean, just right there. If I had told you at the beginning of the season, yeah, Mizzou's going to have the same conference record as Kentucky, I'd have signed up for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Mizzou lost the tiebreaker to Kentucky and won the tiebreaker against Arkansas, and so Mizzou actually finishes fifth despite being tied for fourth. They finished behind Auburn, Tennessee, and Florida. And so that, I mean, just... he's not going to get it because the two guys that led their teams to 13-5 records, Bruce Pearl and Rick Barnes, those teams were supposed to finish in the bottom half of the SEC. And so I'm sure they'll get split votes or, you know, they'll probably be co-SEC Coach of the Year. But, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if somebody voted for Konzo Martin. He deserves it. He was just terrific this year. And did Michael Porter Jr. play? Nope. He didn't, but Missouri was still really good on Saturday. Do I know why he played? Nope, I don't. He released a statement and said that it's still a possibility to play in the SEC tournament. At this point, and I think a lot of Missouri fans are in this boat, maybe just a lot of people in general, hey, man, if he plays, great. If he doesn't, I'm done talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm done talking about it. And the players are done talking about it. I think Konzo's done talking about it. You have an NCAA tournament team, Mizzou fans, for the first time in quite a while. And this team is good, and this team can do some damage in the SEC tournament. They could do some damage if they get the right draw in the NCAA tournament. They're in it. Be happy. Enjoy it. And even if he doesn't play another minute, Michael Porter Jr. helped this basketball program. His brother right now is the best player on the team. Jeremiah Tillman has developed into one of the better young big men in the SEC. This team's fun to watch. They play hard. They never quit. And they have a winning record in the conference and now a chance to go do something special in St. Louis. And do I want him to play? Sure I do. Do I think he's going to play? I don't know. And I'm just not going to spend any time thinking about it. If he does, that's great. If he doesn't, I'm going to enjoy watching Mizzou play some meaningful basketball in March for the first time in half a decade. So that's what I'm going to do. And I encourage all Mizzou fans to do that. Check your frustration at the door. We can all talk about what went wrong and what should have happened or what could have happened or what didn't happen or what did happen when the season's over. Right now, if I'm a Mizzou fan, I would focus on Jontay Porter. I would focus on Jeremiah Tillman. I would focus on the seniors, Cassius Robertson and Jordan Barnett and Kevin Puryear, the Kansas City kid, and all these players that are playing their tails off and doing things that they weren't supposed to be able to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at anybody. It is what it is. But focus on the team that's on the floor because they're playing pretty damn well. And they handed it to Arkansas on Saturday. They controlled the game. And they had a terrific game that was important for their NCAA tournament seeding and to finish the season off right with a winning record. That was a big game, and they played very, very well in a terrific atmosphere down at Mizzou Arena.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've got a bit of Michael Porter Jr. fatigue, and I'm sure Missouri fans do more so than I do. You know, it's just like this. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all if he plays. He's a full participant in practice. There's videos of him doing between the legs dunks. And,
what?
You know, and each time it's like, nope, not ready. And I think at this point you're just like, all right, you know, Lucy's pulled the football out from under me enough times that I'm not going to go for it again.
Yes, she.
Maybe. And then if he ends up playing, great. Positive surprise. You know, but at this point, I've focused on the guys that are out there, the guys that actually got this team to the, you know, to what we think is going to be an NCAA tournament berth. And if he plays, it's a bonus, you know?
And I'll say something else, too. If you're wondering how Konzo Martin's doing recruiting in St. Louis, and if this is having an effect, the kid that decommitted from Ohio State, the four-star shooting guard that Konzo Martin landed out of St. Louis, like he dropped 51 points in his playoff game. The team lost, but he scored 51, which I feel like is pretty good. Torrance Watson. And then Courtney Ramey, the four-star point guard who was committed to Louisville, until we found out that Louisville actually sponsored a whorehouse.
Where's the proof?
Well, I don't.
Hey!
Maybe that was too. Maybe they didn't sponsor it, but whatever. The point is, he decommitted from there, and Texas has been after him. Villanova's been after him. He was at the game behind the Mizzou bench on Saturday, enjoying the game. And Konzo Martin was at his playoff game, enjoying the game, and seems like that's going pretty well. And if he lands those two out of St. Louis, oh boy. So things are going really well. Konzo Martin is fantastic. And he's seen Black Panther twice. and he loves Bane, and he has performed a Bob Marley song on this show.
Yep.
And so could I love him anymore? Probably. Probably. Just a little bit more. Let's see what happens in March, but it's real strong right now.
Took my kids to see Black Panther this weekend.
Real, based on Konzo Martin's recommendation.
Yep, because of him.
That's exactly right. And don't be afraid to say it, because he's influenced your life in a positive manner since he walked into your life. Okay? And you're you know what? And I'm here to see it. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So why do you say I was harassing you on Saturday, by the way, Jake? What was I doing? What did I do wrong?
Well, you were informing me that, I don't know if this is, I mean, those are private text messages.
Those are very private. What do you
mean? Did I just throw them on? I mean, you're
harassing. Which ones? I've seen you a wide variety of text. That's kind of a, you know, general
maybe,
statement here.
A Chiefs player
anything Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
A few days before, I sent some text messages that hopefully you would not read.
No, I won't.
Right.
I have a little bit of a...
So...
A little bit.
We were there with some good friends and invited me and the boys down down to the game. Mark, a really good friend of mine, who invited us down, and thank you to Mark, who you may know as Caleb the intern's father.
Oh, yeah.
Caleb, a hell of an intern that... Nate met, I think, the day that he left. It was the first time that he had actually introduced himself to him.
Nice. Caleb's a good kid.
So, hey, yeah. So how long is your internship going to be here? And I think Caleb said,
I'm done.
Today's the last day. Yeah. All right, then. Good luck.
Good knowing you. Speaking of interns.
So we were watching, I got to finish the story then. And so, yes, Tyreek Hill was at the game.
Harassing
for a while.
My dynasty fantasy
I like to get people like Antonio Brown and Tyreek Hill to mock you in your dynasty leagues.
And you did.
Right. And so he was at the game, and I had, you know, my sons don't listen to me that often anymore.
Well.
And so, hey, you want to meet Tyreek Hill? And I didn't tell him, like, hey, I want you to introduce you to somebody. And they go, and they, you know, they weren't expecting that. And so then, immediately, he asked them, hey, do you play this game? And I don't know what it is. Now I've already forgot.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
My son's obsessed with this game. And
so yeah. He said, you guys play Fortnite? And both look at me. I said, yeah, go ahead and answer. You, I don't know what game you're playing, but you play something at all times.
Yeah.
And so then they're exchanging...
I've seen Tyreek Hill tweet about playing it.
So yeah. What, the gamer tags, whatever?
Yep.
Names. Your online tag?
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. And then Phil, like, hey, I've got you on my Madden team, on Madden Mobile, and they're looking at his speed.
Yeah.
They decided it's not enough. Whatever. so that was fun. And then in walks Javon Crudup, who I sent a picture to Curtis Siebold. Curtis Siebold was very excited. Javon Crudup, one of the best ever at Mizzou, on maybe the best team ever at Mizzou.
Fellow Raytown.
And I'm sending stuff to Jake that's probably inappropriate. I don't know. Whatever. We're trying to have fun. And then the biggest celebrity of all, Jarrett Sutton and his dad show up. And we have fun with them watching the game. And then we went, after the game, we went to White Castle. And I sent you that picture.
Yeah.
Jake was very excited. Man, even when you know what White Castle's going to do to you later on,
you still do it
anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like drinking.
Pleasure and pain.
Like you're out, you're having, you know, like Nate, he's having a bunch of drinks. Like, I know I'm going to be hurting tomorrow, but you do it anyway.
Right.
Like I'm there with a Crave case, and I said, keep that in the back seat because I don't want that. I'm driving home from Columbia. I don't want to be able to reach over and grab those. That's a bad deal. I said, keep them
so
back
easy.
There. And then I'll say, hey, why don't you pass Daddy a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you pass Daddy this? And then I said, don't give me any more because in about 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to ask you for another one. Just don't give it to me. And then we got into a fight 10 minutes later. Because
give me one.
No, I was kidding. Give it to me now or I'll pull this car over. Okay?
give me
the damn cheeseburger now and just a few cream cut fries.
Oh, Whitey's.
It hurts me still.
Yeah. Yep.
But it was worth it.
It was. Every second.
And then three people told me that Jonte Porter is going to go pro.
Mm.
So.
People that know?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, people that should know. But, you know, I mean, when
not just like a random guy.
No.
Section 102. Hey, say John.
Jonte's going pro.
Book it.
Steven, say Jonte. Right.
No, I mean, like, that was the buzz around the people, you know. But, and you know, who knows?
It's all right.
That could be happening right now because he's hearing wonderful things from NBA scouts over the last two games. Why wouldn't you? And so I'll just throw that out there for Mizzou fans. Don't be blindsided if that happens. Could he stay? Sure. But at least I think that's a realistic possibility now that he might be one and done. But, boy, it was fun. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, Nate Bucati, I've tried to soften the blow, but now it's time for you to tell us what happened with Sporting Kansas City last night.
Well, they lost 2-0 in the season opener to NYCFC. I thought it was equal parts. Sporting, you know, got four new starters out there on the field, and I thought at times they looked like a team that, you know, had not played together as a unit before, so they were a little disjointed at times. You could tell that some of the chemistry was off. But I thought the other half of it was New York City FC was good.
Might be the best team in the MLS. They were awesome. I mean,
better than Toronto?
I don't know. They
finished second the last 2 years to Toronto, and I think that this time they're going to try to knock them off. Toronto lost 2-0, by the way, on their home field, their home opener too, if you want to feel better about yourself. But, I couldn't wait going. That team doesn't have any flaws.
It's early, but that team looked organized, and, man, they are solid. The front, the back line and their midfield were just on page. Mid-season form, it was a bad deal for Sporting.
And it stands to reason they'd be in mid-season form because that was pretty much the same team.
Right, They replaced a couple pieces, but you know, and those pieces might have even been an upgrade, but... Yeah, that team was, they were on it. They looked really good. And so it's two-part, you know, Sporting trying to get their I guess, chemistry put together and gel right. They have good pieces. You saw individual, you know, skill with the new guys. But, I mean, that combined with going against a team that's just really, really good and in sync right now. All right.
So is this too strong? Because I mentioned... you know, I'm friends with David Boyce on Facebook.
Yep.
And I, you know...
Former Kansas City Star writer.
Longtime scribe. Yeah, still writes great work.
One-time rival of mine on the tennis court.
Division II sports, like you said, was your doubles partner in competitive tennis for a number of years. And so I know that you're friends with David Boyce. I'll just show you. I am watching Sporting KC. I have some bad news for the fans. This team will not make the playoffs. This is a very bad team. Is that too much?
I think so. Well, yeah.
I'm trying to give you
too much. There's still 33 games left.
You know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Right. I respect the hell out of David Boyce, and I'm just asking you, is that an overreaction?
Yes. I think so, yes. But we'll see. But I think that's an overreaction. I think this is going to turn out to be a good team. They just got to get some time together.
I'm just trying to bring you different.
It's a long season.
How long?
34 games. Yep. There's 33 left. Mm-hmm. Goes all the way until October.
Oh, there were some people mad last night.
Believe me, I heard from some of them.
Can we read those tweets at some point?
Sure.
Mean tweets from Nate Bucati after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for watching us on 38 The Spot. The show continues now with Brian McCray right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.